Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It's live and local now for a Wednesday hump day. That means Chuck Muth will join us at the top of the next hour. Megan Barth will be in about 10:30. It's going to be a fun morning. And I always love it when we get to talk to Liz Harrington. She is the national spokesperson for the Republican National Committee. Joins us from the swamp. And Liz, did you stay up late last night watching, or did you give up?
I had to give up after, you know, so many hours. I think it was about 11:30 when I finally said, you know, I've heard all of this for about 3 years now. It's nothing new. Even before that, actually, because they're still fixated on Hillary Clinton's delusional conspiracy theory about President Trump and Russia. I just heard another clip from Adam Schiff talking about Putin and Russia. It's crazy. It's been completely discredited. If they remember, we spent $35 million at least over 2 years chasing this a completely insane conspiracy theory, trying to explain away the 2016 election, and it was all a lie. And they're still spreading the same lies. It's the same nonsense for over 3 years now. And I can't imagine that any normal American was staying up late watching this nonsense, because it's absolutely nothing new. And we're so sick and tired of this. When are they going to get back to work for the American people, which President Trump has never stopped doing in the 3 years he's been in office?
Well, and I even saw a couple of the CNN, you know, talking heads, and they agreed on one thing, and that was, there's nothing new here. This is just a rehash of a rehash of a rehash of a rehash. And now today, beginning with opening arguments, it's going to be the same thing. There's right. Nothing new here, is there?
There's absolutely nothing new. We know what happened here. President Trump called their bluff and he released the transcript. They are the ones who, led by Nancy Pelosi, decided to call for impeachment without having seen the evidence, without announcing it by press conference, before seeing the transcript. This is such a farce, and the audacity of Adam Schiff, who spent 5 or 6 weeks in the basement bunker of the House, hiding behind the skiff, having complete control, no witnesses allowed by the GOP, no due process, no lawyers allowed to be present. Who would come and show up to Adam Schiff's skiff when you weren't allowed to have an attorney? It's completely preposterous. But Adam Schiff has the audacity to accuse Republicans of hiding evidence. He's still sitting on evidence. He's still sitting on a deposition by the Inspector General Michael Atkinson, which was done back in October. You're absolutely right. We can learn nothing new about the president, what he did. We know what happened. You know what we could learn new? What Adam Schiff was doing, colluding with a CIA officer who happens to be a registered Democrat who worked for Joe Biden. The Inspector General deposition could shed light on that, and Adam Schiff is still hiding it. And this is such a farce. It was completely manufactured. People see through it, and they're so sick and tired of this nonsense. It's never stopped. It's never stopped since before he was even elected.
Again, Liz Harrington joining us, national spokesperson for the Republican National Committee. They have raised a ton of money, as has the candidate himself, Donald J. Trump. We are into campaign mode right now. The president is in Davos. Was that a close call on whether to go to Davos during the impeachment?
No, why should he stop doing the business of the American people? You know, Democrats, when they were pushing through this farce, didn't stop trying to undermine him on the world stage. They didn't stop trying to derail his NATO visit back in the summer. Before then, before the Ukrainian phone call, their previous savior, Michael Cohen, they decided to hold that hearing, which was a complete waste of time, a complete waste of our taxpayer dollars, when President Trump was meeting with Kim Jong-un and doing a historic summit trying to denuclearize North Korea. They've always tried to undermine him. And guess what? President Trump, you can't. He's not going to stop securing wins for the American people. Now he's meeting with the head of the EU. He's already secured USMCA. He's already secured his historic trade deal that's amazing for American workers. We'll add 176,000 jobs with USMCA. He's secured another one with China, which will absolutely get us back onto a level playing field that past presidents completely sold us out to China. Those days are over. Now he's meeting over the EU, going to get another good trade deal. He's continuing to work for the American people. It's amazing to see 3 years after he was sworn in, you go back and you watch that inaugural address, what he said he was going to do. Hey, it's going to be America first from this day forward on issues like trade, the economy, foreign affairs, all up and down the list. What he said, he's delivered, and he's going to continue to do that every single day. And Democrats, they've got nothing to show for it except a Nancy Pelosi pen.
Liz, let me ask you, 53-47, all but one vote ended up with all the Republicans voting one way, all the Democrats voting the other way. Are you surprised that Mitch McConnell was able to keep the band together, so to speak?
No, we've never been more unified. It's amazing to see the Republican Party sticking up for the rule of law, sticking up for the Constitution. It's so important, and I think it's unified us, the Democrats, and their overreach, their abuses here, a complete railroad, a partisan hit job, completely manufactured by Adam Schiff, who has lied to the public for over 2 years about collusion. He lied about meeting with the so-called whistleblower. He's lied about now the Lev Parnas new evidence. He's mischaracterized that, according to a report in Politico. We cannot allow the Democrats to do this. And it's not just about President Trump. It is about future presidents down the line. We voted for him. He is our duly elected president. And you look at what the Democrats are doing in their brief, what they filed to bring these phony, pathetic articles of impeachment that can't even name a crime. They call President Trump, they say, the perceived, quote, perceived legitimacy of President Trump. That, to me, says it all. They still cannot accept that he's a legitimate president, that it's who we, the American people, voted for. They didn't accept 2016. They're scared of how we're going to vote in 2020. That's what this is all about, and they're trying to damage him politically. But the good news is everything they've tried to manufacture, pull out of a hat, collusion, praying for a recession, everything else, it always backfires on the Democrats. They can't stop President Trump from delivering for the American people.
The problem with the hearing yesterday was simply the fact that you had to wait till about after 1 a.m. Eastern time to see the best part, which was the Chief Justice John Roberts admonishing both sides, although it was obvious that his comments were directed more at the Democrats than they were the Republicans. Listen to John Roberts, the Chief Justice, after Jerry Nadler accused GOP senators of participating in a Trump cover-up. Listen to this.
I think it is appropriate at this point for me to admonish both the House managers and the President's counsel in equal terms to remember that they are addressing the world's greatest deliberative body. One reason it has earned that title is because its members avoid speaking in a manner and using language that is not conducive to civil discourse. In the 1905 Swain trial, a senator objected when one of the managers used the word pettifogging, and the presiding officer said the word ought not to have been used. I don't think we need to aspire to that high a standard, but I do think those addressing the Senate should remember where they are.
Are you surprised that the Chief Justice had to call out both sides? But it's obvious he was talking about Jerry Nadler, who accused the sitting senators of participating in a cover-up.
Right. I think he should have done it sooner. And this is what they were doing all day, which is amazing, because think about their argument. All that we're trying to do is hear the House's case, which was supposedly, according to their own words, overwhelming. And now they're saying it's a cover-up. If you try the case that the House Democrats brought, it is completely incoherent, and it is a farce, and they should be admonished. They have debased the House of Representatives. They have debased the Constitution. They have lowered the standard of impeachment to a just pathetic display of personal political animus. That's all this is. There is nothing impeachable whatsoever. Democrats were looking for any excuse to do what they've always done. And Nancy Pelosi turned the House of Representatives into a resistance rally of what Rashida Tlaib said when she got elected. That is what they've debased their office. They have made a mockery of the House of Representatives, and we shouldn't let them make a mockery of the United States Senate.
What is ahead for the president once he gets back from Davos? What's on the agenda? Will there be some CAG rallies coming up where maybe he'll deal with this impeachment thing?
Absolutely. He's going to be in Wildwood, New Jersey next Tuesday. I believe it's the 28th out there with, you know, which sums up this partisan impeachment so much. It was the first purely partisan impeachment we've ever had, and it was so bad that you even had a member of Nancy Pelosi's own party switch. Representative Van Drew in New Jersey, President Trump's going to be out there rallying next week and talking about this because it is amazing to see. Nancy, our job of taking back the House has already gotten easier because she's already lost a member. Instead of 31 members who live in Trump districts, reside in Trump districts, now we only have to win back 30, and we easily will. And, you know, what else is going to be on the agenda? He's going to be working on more trade deals. He's going to be working on more deregulation. He's going to be working on more tax cuts. He just made an announcement how in the next 90 days, we want to talk about a new middle-class tax cut. He never stops working, and the guy never sleeps. He's going to be out doing rallies all the time, being out there outside of the swamp with the American people, talking about the great, amazing things that are happening in this country. And it's going to be such a fun ride. And the Democrats, it's really sad and pathetic. They've made themselves completely irrelevant. They've defined impeachment down. They think this is so historic. Well, history is going to show that they made a mockery of the Constitution, and they made a disaster for themselves politically by completely giving away the House because of their partisan rage and partisan animus. That's it. That's all they'll have. And Nancy Pelosi will go down in history as the first female speaker to lose the gavel because of Democrat overreach, not once, but twice.
Liz, it's always fun talking to you. Thank you so much, and we'll talk again soon.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
There you have it. Liz Harrington, national spokesperson for the Republican National Committee. We need to take a break. We're running way late. We'll get to a break and then we'll come back. And I'll let you hear Jerry Nadler in his essentially accusing sitting senators of participating in a cover-up. He did it. He really honestly did it. We'll get to that and more coming up. Live and local now.
This is Diamond and Silk. If you can see mountains in Nevada, listen to Kevin Wall on the Nevada Talk Network.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. The healthcare open enrollment period has ended. Did you miss it? Don't go a whole year without a healthcare program. Sign up with Liberty HealthShare. As a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, they are not insurance. That means you can sign up any time of the year. Liberty HealthShare has no network. You are free to pick your own doctors, hospitals, and providers, and there are no contracts. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has memberships for singles, couples, and families of any size. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear one another's burdens. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or go to libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. That's libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and I ran for governor in 2018. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. And I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cyclery has kids bikes, affordable hybrid mountain bikes, and gift cards. We also have a wide variety of the latest e-bikes, which allows anyone to ride a bike, especially for those who want to ride a bike again but have some limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. And for those of you who are interested in a more extended outdoor experience, visit escapeadventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Escapeadventures.com.
Our U.S. Constitution is amazing. It's full of what's called negative rights, designed to protect us from the corrupt powers of a dictatorship.
Like our right to worship our own God, not some official state religion.
Our right to prevent the government from seizing our property without paying fair market value for it.
Or our right to be tried by a jury of our peers, people like us, not by some star tribunal.
And that's why America has become the richest, most just society in the world.
Other countries force so-called positive rights onto their citizens. These enable one group to take from another group their free speech, money, and choice by using government force. Socialists love wielding this power over people.
Sometimes we take our freedoms for granted, but we can lose our Bill of Rights and our Constitution and become like Venezuela or North Korea, failed, brutal socialist regimes.
We need your help to spread the good news about our amazing U.S. Constitution. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.
For years now, I've been telling you about the great smooth taste of Real Water. Real Water is simply awesome. Well, Real Water has upped its game again. Now with the Real Water Concentrate, you can get Real Water anytime, anywhere, on the go. Just a few squirts of the Real Water Concentrate, and you can transform any good purified water into Real Water. Basically, the concentrate adds trillions of extra electrons, turning your water into an alkaline, electron-abundant powerhouse. And you can put the Real Water Concentrate in your coffee, tea, or juice. Heck, it even improves cheap wine. I challenge you to give it the taste test. You will be amazed. And now you can get a free bottle of Real Water Concentrate. That's right, free. All you have to do is pay the small shipping and handling fee. Call 702-381-1217. Tell them Kevin Wall sent you and get your free bottle. That's 702-381-1217. Or go to kevinwallradio.com. Click on the Real Water picture on the top right of the homepage. That's kevinwallradio.com.
Let us know what's on your mind. Email nevadatalknet@gmail.com or call 775-293-1875.
I'd like to take this opportunity to thank Kevin Wall for giving the world the wake-up call it so badly needs.
South of the border, down Mexico way, that's where I fell in love when the stars above came out to play.
I just love it. I absolutely love it. They're going to be starting again about 35 minutes from now. Chuck Schumer had a news conference just about an hour and 25 minutes ago. And coming up in our next half hour, I'll let you hear a portion of that where he, well, there's just nothing new. And even the CNN talking heads last night were saying, well, there's nothing new here. You're looking for some sort of smoking gun or a Perry Mason moment or whatever you want to call it. It's just not happening. By the way, this hour of Live and Local Now brought to you by Escape Adventures. Are you and your family looking for an extended outdoor experience? Then check out Escape Adventure. Owner Jared Fisher and the pros at Escape Adventures can provide you, your family, and your business with one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Find out more at escapeadventures.com. That's escapeadventures.com. Kellyanne Conway has not been quiet. It's weird. She was on last night. And this morning, who do I see but her husband, George, on CNN. He is a part of their coverage. No, it's just interesting. But I love it. Let's go to cut two. Kellyanne Conway was on with Martha McCallum last night, the story, and pressed on day one of the impeachment trial. Here it is.
I want to ask you one specific question about Gordon Sondland, which just came up on July 26, saying to the president on the phone, yes, he's going to do the investigation. That's the day after he talks to Zelensky. That would appear to tie the aid to the investigation, he says.
Sondland's testimony varied so much. I mean, I think it taken together, it ended up being a hot mess. His quid pro quo claim was about a meeting. It wasn't about the aid. And that was very confusing, I think, to many people who heard quid pro quo and jumped on all of a sudden their Latin aficionados. By the way, I haven't heard quid pro quo in quite a while. But there was no investigation. There was no investigation. The aid was released. I personally believe and have told the president this many times that you need Ukraine's help to beat Joe Biden as much as you needed Russia's help to beat Hillary Clinton. The way to beat Hillary Clinton and Joe Biden are right there in Hillary Clinton and Joe Biden. And so, Amy Klobuchar and others saying that we need more evidence, we need more witnesses, and at the same time, her colleagues are arguing the, quote, evidence is overwhelming. Which is it?
Good point. Either you've got the goods on this president or you don't. And it appears that at least to this point in the proceedings, they don't have it. They don't have the goods. They don't have the evidence. They don't have the documents. And now they're asking the Senate to do the House's duties. There's something bass-ackwards about that. Anyway, coming up, Chuck Schumer. What did he think of day one of the Senate impeachment trial of Donald John Trump? We'll do that and more coming up, live and local now.
Where Nevada comes to talk, making radio great again.
Taco Time's awesome sauce burrito is just $1.99. It's totally sawsome.
See what I did there?
Made with real food, real fast. We load it with seasoned ground beef, refried beans, rich and creamy cheese sauce, and our world-famous Mexi fries. Time to customize. Pick your sauce, boss. Choose original, green, or blazing five alarm. Whatever your style, grab your awesome sauce burrito and go the extra mile for just $1.99. Only at Taco Time, where real ingredients make better food.
Are you sick of a do-nothing Congress? I am. My name is Sam Peters, and I'm running to be your voice in Nevada's 4th Congressional District. Let me be frank. I'm not a career politician. I am a veteran who earned a Bronze Star in Afghanistan, and I'm a business owner. I don't want to nibble at the edges. I want to get things done. I'm running to get real results on securing our borders, reforming Congress, balancing the budget, all while keeping our economy thriving. Join me by going to sampetersforcongress.com. That's sampeters4congress.com. I approve this message.
Paid for by the Committee to Elect Sam Peters.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Democratic presidential candidate and Hawaii Congresswoman Tulsi Gabbard is suing Hillary Clinton in New York for defamation. She claims a Clinton lie has hurt her White House campaign. In the suit, Gabbard says Clinton purposely tried to derail her 2020 aspirations by falsely stating that Gabbard was a Russian asset. The Congresswoman says Clinton's comments may have cost her campaign over $50 million. After yesterday's marathon first day of the Senate impeachment trial of President Trump, day two will begin this afternoon, and Secretary of State Mike Pompeo was just asked at a joint press conference with the Jamaican Prime Minister whether he'd be willing to testify at the trial.
If I am legally required to testify, as I've said before, I'll be happy to do it.
Leaving Davos, Switzerland earlier after the World Economic Summit, President Trump called the impeachment proceedings a con job. This is USA Radio News.
130 million Americans made resolutions for 2020, with more than half focused on health. But most resolutions are broken by February. To help you start down the path toward better health outcomes, Ancestry Health is delivering actionable insights for you and your family. Marjan Champagne, Ancestry spokesperson and board-certified and licensed genetic counselor.
Through a supportive, actionable, and affordable experience, Ancestry Health includes access to educational information, genetic counseling resources, printable consumer and physician-ready reports, and a family health history tool, so you can take proactive steps with your healthcare provider to address potential health risks identified in your genes and family health history.
Why is the time right for Ancestry Health?
Your genes don't need to be your destiny. Understanding your familial and inherited health risks can help you take action to improve your chances of better health now and in the future.
Start down the path toward better health with Ancestry.com/health.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy. Some uncle I never knew called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars. And they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-631-9241. 800-631-9241. That's 800-631-9241.
This is a Nevada Talk Network editorial. Speaking for Nevada Radio LLC CEO Fred Weinberg is talk host John David Wells.
This last legislative session, Governor Sisolak and his fellow leftist Democrats passed Assembly Bill 291, a bill that would strip any Nevadan of his rights to own guns and require immediate confiscation without any due process. This bill is in direct violation of the Second and Fourth Amendments of the U.S. Constitution. Fortunately, a citizens group is challenging this law in court, and all 17 of our state sheriffs have vowed not to enforce this flawed law. Leftists in Carson City have threatened to take legal action to have these sheriffs removed from office. Our sheriffs and their deputies have done their part to protect us in the past. It's time for us to rally behind them. Contact your local sheriff and thank them for standing up for your constitutional rights.
This has been a Nevada Talk Network editorial. Responsible replies are welcome. Let us know what's on your mind. Email nevadatalknet@gmail.com or call 775-293-1875.
Let's stay together, loving you well.
So good to have you with us. Just about an hour and a half ago, it was Chuck Schumer getting his say. Again, for about 12 hours, they had to sit down and shut up, which is probably a good thing to tell the U.S. Senate, especially the Democrats. But they sat down, shut up, and then this morning they held a news conference. Let's listen to a little bit of Chuck Schumer, the Senate minority leader, and his view of day one of this impeachment trial. Here it is.
Okay, good morning, everybody. How many of you, raise your hands, were with us when we adjourned at what time, about 1:40?
Got a few hands, he's raised here.
All right, yeah, I saw you in the gallery, Bolton. He's not lying. I saw you there. Okay, thank you. But I hope everyone got a good night's sleep. Let's talk about yesterday.
And
as everyone knows, the Senate had a long but crucial debate over the rules of the trial last night, and it lasted into the early hours of the morning. Now, the American people expect a fair trial. our oaths, our solemn oaths to the impeachment trial and to our Senate office demand it. So before we proceeded to opening arguments, it was non-negotiable for us that the Senate at least consider the question of evidence, witnesses, and documents, and the rules of a fair trial. I publicly offered to delay some of the votes until today to spare everyone from staying late. But Leader McConnell was so unwilling to let the trial of President Trump go on for one session longer than he had planned, he declined to delay any votes. It seems the only reason Senator McConnell refused to move votes back a day is because it would interfere with the timeline he promised the president. Not what's a fair trial, not what's letting the American people hear what they have to hear, but just what President Trump, the defendant here, wanted. Now, if there's one thing we learned from the series of votes on the Senate floor, it's that Leader McConnell and Senate Republicans don't want a fair trial that considers all the evidence. On four separate votes, every Senate Republican voted against requesting relevant documents for the trial. On three other votes, every Senate Republican voted against calling relevant witnesses before the Senate. Republican senators even voted against amendments that made basic, fair, procedural fixes. One that prohibited the White House from selectively leaking documents, and another giving both parties a reasonable time to respond to motions, even those they opposed. At the very end of the night, every Senate Republican rejected Senator Van Hollen's amendment to place the question of witness relevancy in the hands of the Chief Justice, and voted down an amendment to guarantee the consideration of witnesses and documents later in the trial. That particular amendment, the one that would guarantee votes on witnesses and documents, revealed the charade that the Republicans are participating in here. All along, Republicans have said, it's not that we don't want witnesses and documents, we just want to vote on them later. We explained why that made no sense from a trial perspective. It meant that presentations could not rely on this important evidence, that senators cannot ask questions about this evidence, and can only decide on this crucial question once the trial is basically over. We've been calling it Alice in Wonderland trial. But even then, Leader McConnell's resolution allows only one vote on whether motions to subpoena witnesses and documents are in order. He amended it, different from the Clinton situation, the Clinton impeachment. Only one vote on whether to have witnesses and documents. Not a vote on witnesses and documents, merely a vote on whether to have a debate about having a vote on witnesses and documents. When we offered an amendment to actually guarantee votes on witnesses and documents after the question period, after the presentations, instead of one vague procedural motion, every single Republican said no. So when they say, oh, they want to make sure we'll vote on witnesses and documents later, their votes belie that. The bottom line is this. The very first thing the American people saw when they tuned into the impeachment trial of President Trump was Republican senators voting against having a fair trial with relevant evidence. It's clear that the American people overwhelmingly support a fair trial and overwhelmingly support witnesses and documents. So, it was a dark day and a dark night for the Senate. As a consequence, the impeachment trial of President Trump begins with a cloud hanging over it, a cloud of unfairness. Democrats will seek additional votes on witnesses and documents down the line. Yesterday we put the spotlight on the number one issue in having a fair trial, witnesses and documents. That's just where the spotlight belonged. And I predict that as a result, That spotlight will continue to focus on witnesses and documents, and the pressure will continue to build on Republican senators. As we saw yesterday, Leader McConnell was forced to tweak his organizing resolution before it was even offered, with modifications scrawled in the margins, after several Senate Republicans agreed with Democratic objections. I'm glad a few of Leader McConnell's most egregious proposals were expunged, but let me point out, the fact that McConnell had to change his resolution showed that Republicans can make this trial more fair if they want to. It's not a question of ability. They can, if they want. It's a question of conscience. Senate Republicans have the power in their hands to make it a fair trial. Will they use it when it matters? The next real test will come after Q&A, when we revisit the issue of witnesses and documents. I want to make one final point. The House managers made a very clear and compelling case, not only on the glaring need for evidence, but also on the gravity of the president's offenses. In stark contrast, the White House defense were unprepared, confused, and totally unconvincing. White House counsel resorted to the kind of histrionics you see on Fox News evening broadcasts, rather than any sober-minded argument that could persuade thoughtful senators. On multiple occasions, they made discreet and demonstrable factual errors. The president is always loose with the truth, and it seems his lawyers are the same way.
Please shut up now.
I just love that. Coming up, we're going to let you hear this amazing bit of oratory. First, we're going to let you hear Jerry Nadler accusing GOP senators of a Trump cover-up. And then Pat Cipollini goes right after Jerry Nadler. We'll do that when we come back. Stick around. More to do as we continue live and local now.
Where Nevada comes to talk, making radio great again. The official radio stations of the Vegas Golden Knights.
I'm Byron Bergeron, and I'm a lawyer. Now, I know that people don't like lawyers, but think of it like this. I'm here to level the playing field so you get a fair shake. Let me give you an example. You get into a wreck. Your insurance company wants you to think it represents you, and its priority is your best interest. You know, good hands. The truth is, its priority is its checkbook and its shareholders. If it's to their advantage, they will throw you under the bus so fast, you'll think the mayhem guy in the TV commercial is driving. I have only one client, you, and I can keep these companies in line because I have only one shareholder to answer to, me. I answer my own phone. I return my own phone calls, and other than my wife and two babies, the most important people in the world are my clients. 775-229-3736. 775-229-3736. When you need the field leveled so you can get a fair shake, call me.
Attention business owners. Are you struggling while waiting for your customers to pay on their net 30, 60, or 90-day invoices? Can't get a business loan? Have no equity? Bad credit? Or maybe no credit at all? Then you need to call AmeriFactors right now. AmeriFactors will give you cash for your invoices and there's nothing to pay back. We simply buy your account receivables, and if those clients don't pay on the invoices, we take the loss. We give you funds based on your account receivables, not your credit, and 98% of all applicants are approved. It's that simple. With AmeriFactors, there's no more waiting for your customers to pay. We give you the funds up front, then we wait for your customers to pay us. Fund your business today. Call AmeriFactors right now.
800-712-8087. 800-712-8087. 800-712-8087. That's 800-712-8087.
Thanks for listening to the Nevada Talk Network, where Nevada comes to talk. Our programming originates on the beautiful Georgetown Ranch in Ely, Nevada, over KELY AM 1230. For nearly 70 years, the news source for White Pine County. In Sparks, Reno, Carson City, you're listening to KNNR 1400 AM. In Battle Mountain, you hear us on 98.5 FM, KNNT. In Hawthorne, Nevada, over 98.7 FM, KAVB. In the Amargosa Valley on 101.1 FM, KPKK. And in Pahrump, we're available on KPBM Television, channel 46.6. And in Fallon, Nevada, we're available on KNVR FM, 102.5 FM. Thanks for listening to the Nevada Talk Network, where Nevada comes to talk.
Are payday loans ruining your life? Do you want control over your money again? If you have two or more payday loan cash advances, listen closely. You may be eligible for a program payday loan companies don't want you to know about. A program that may help get aggressive and unfair payday loan companies out of your bank account and get you back on track to financial freedom. Payday loan companies may trap you into paying outrageously high interest rates, and they take way too much of your hard-earned money every week. We understand their tactics and know how to keep them off your back. We'll fight hard to help you regain control of your money. If you have two or more payday loan cash advances, call right now for a free consultation.
800-380-4429. 800-380-4429. 800-380-4429. That's 800-380-4429.
Let us know what's on your mind. Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/NevadaTalkNet, or visit our website, nvtalk.com.
Oh, a microphone!
And a phony at the mic!
My Chiefs in the Super Bowl. I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. I want you to hear Jerry Nadler. This was after about 1 o'clock, and it was like 1 o'clock in the morning, East Coast time. And they'd been at it for like 12 plus hours. But I want you to listen to Jerry Nadler, followed immediately by Pat Cipollone. Jerry Nadler is one of the managers for the House, and Cipollone is one of the managers for the White House. And I want you to listen to how this whole thing developed. Here it is, back to back.
Ambassador Bolton was appointed by President Trump. He has stated his willingness to testify in this trial. He is prepared to testify. He says that he has relevant evidence not yet disclosed to the public. His comments reaffirm what is obvious from the testimony and documents obtained by the House, which highlight Ambassador Bolton's role in and repeated criticism of the President's misconduct. In fact, extensive evidence collected by the House makes clear that Ambassador Bolton not only had firsthand knowledge of the Ukraine scheme, but that he was deeply concerned with it. He described the scheme as a drug deal to a senior member of his staff. He warned that President Trump's personal lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, would, quote, blow everybody up, unquote. Indeed, in advance of the July 25th, 2019 call, Ambassador Bolton expressed concern that President Trump would ask the Ukrainian president to announce these political investigations, which is, of course, exactly what happened. Now, of course, there were to be no investigations. All he cared about was an announcement to smear a political rival in the United States. He repeatedly urged his staff to report their own concerns about the president's conduct to legal counsel, that is, Ambassador Bolton did, not the president, as the scheme was unfolding. Finally, as national security advisor, he also objected to the president's freezing of military aid for Ukraine and advocated for the release of that aid, including directly with President Trump. And of course, as we all know, the Impoundment Control Act makes illegal the president's withholding of that aid after Congress had voted for it, but the president ignored the warnings about that because all he cared about was smearing a political rival. The law meant nothing to him. Ambassador Bolton has made clear that he is ready, willing, and able to testify about everything he witnessed. But President Trump does not want you to hear from Ambassador Bolton. And the reason has nothing to do with executive privilege or this other nonsense. And the reason has nothing to do with national security. If the president cared about national security, he would not have blocked military assistance to a vulnerable strategic ally in the attempt to secure a personal political favor for himself. No, the president does not want you to hear from Ambassador Bolton, because the president does not want the American people to hear firsthand testimony about the misconduct at the heart of this trial. The question is whether the Senate will be complicit in the president's crimes by covering them up. Any senator who votes against Ambassador Bolton's testimony, or any relevant testimony, shows that he or she wants to be part of the cover-up. What other possible reason is there to prohibit a relevant witness from testifying here? Unfortunately, so far I've seen every Republican senator has shown that they want to be part of the cover-up by voting against every document and witness proposed.
We came here today to address the false case brought to you by the House managers. Sorry. We've been respectful of the Senate. We've made our arguments to you. And you don't deserve, and we don't deserve, what just happened. Mr. Nadler came up here and made false allegations against our team. He made false allegations against all of you. He accused you of a cover-up. He's been making false allegations against the president. The only one who should be embarrassed, Mr. Nadler, is you, for the way you've addressed this body. This is the United States Senate. You're not in charge here. Now let me address the issue of Mr. Bolton. I've addressed it before. They don't tell you that they didn't bother to call Mr. Bolton themselves. They didn't subpoena him. Mr. Cooper wrote them a letter. He said very clearly, if the House chooses not to pursue through subpoena the testimony of Dr. Kupperman and Ambassador Bolton, let the record be clear. That is the House's decision. And they didn't pursue Ambassador Bolton, and they withdrew the subpoena to Mr. Kupperman. So for them to come here now and demand that before we even start the arguments, that they ask you to do something that they refuse to do for themselves and then accuse you of a cover-up when you don't do it. It's ridiculous. Talk about out-of-control government. Now let me read you a quote from Mr. Nadler, not so long ago. The effect of impeachment is to overturn the popular will of the voters. There must never be a narrowly voted impeachment, or an impeachment supported by one of our major political parties and opposed by the other. Such an impeachment would produce divisiveness and bitterness in our politics for years to come, and will call into question the very legitimacy of our political institutions. Well, you've just seen it for yourself. What happened, Mr. Nadler? What happened? The American people pay their salaries, and they're here to take away their vote. They're here to take away their voice. They've come here and they've attacked every institution of our government. They have attacked the president, the executive branch. They have attacked the judicial branch. They say they don't have time for courts. They have attacked the United States Senate repeatedly. It's about time we bring this power trip in for a landing. President Trump is a man of his word. He made promises to the American people, and he delivered over and over and over again. And they come here and say, with no evidence, spending the day complaining that they can't make their case, attacking a resolution that had 100% support in this body, and some of the people here supported it at the time. It's a farce, and it should end. Mr. Nadler, you owe an apology to the President of the United States and his family. You owe an apology to the Senate. But most of all, you owe an apology to the American people.
Pat Cipollini. I'd never heard of the guy till a couple of weeks ago. He is the legal counsel for the president, and he is a counsel to the president, and he went after Jerry Nadler. Now, just so you know, there's more to this, and we'll get to this later in the show. Coming up, Chuck Muth, the president of Citizen Outreach. Also, Megan Barth, what did she think of this first day? And if we have to, we will take you live to our nation's capital. Maybe let you hear some highlights. The problem is, it's not really good. That worked out. My name is Kevin.